While salmon fisheries in Bristol Bay have broken records this summer, things near the Chignik River on the south side of the Alaska Peninsula aren't looking as positive.
Sockeye salmon escapement in Chignik has continued to be at a pretty much a historical low.
Dawn Wilburn is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's salmon biologist for the region. She says this is the worst return the Chignik River has had since the 1960s. The Chignik River has two sockeye runs, the first finished in July, far under Fish and Game's minimum escapement goal, and some worry the second won't fare any better. The region still needs to see over 100,000 sockeye return to meet the lower end of the escapement goal for the summer, but its second run usually finishes up around September, which is closing in. According to Wilburn, the dismal return is part of a larger trend sockeye fisheries around the Gulf of Alaska are experiencing this season. She says some researchers believe the reason behind the poor salmon numbers could have something to do with the abnormal warming event in the Gulf that occurred a few years ago, known as the blob.
These fish that would have gone out in 2015 and would have been returning this year would have hit the warmer water. Could have affected the survival of the fish.
The sockeye the Chignik River produced in 2015 weren't the strongest-looking fish. Wilburn believes this could have something to do with this year's low numbers as well.
Based on some smolt studies that we had going on here in 2015 and 14, that the fish going out just tended to be a little smaller than normal and maybe a little less fit. So the fact that they were going out as smaller fish and then maybe hitting not-so-optimal ocean conditions could have been a double whammy on them.
Even though there hasn't been a single commercial opener for sockeye, longtime Chignik fisherman George Anderson says that people are still optimistic that they'll get to go fishing.
People are looking forward to going out and fishing in August here, but the fish are still not showing up.
Communities and residents in the region depend on the sockeye run. If it continues to falter, many worry what the future will hold.
It's all we have. We don't have winter fisheries. You know, we don't have timber. You know, we don't have a lot of options here. So, sockeye really is everything here.
Fish and Game says that even if the Chignik River doesn't meet its escapement goal, future runs won't necessarily be damaged. But to fully understand this year's impact, people will have to wait and see what happens. In Dillingham, I'm Mitch Borden.